closer to him. Amen. It's been so wonderful to me. We serve a mighty God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. As Tim began to sing that this morning, that encouraged me. I've been thoughts headed that direction anyway, and he began to sing, we've been made more than conquerors this morning.
Amen. Amen.
If you could you just sing just a little bit of that? We've been made more than conquerors before y'all sit down.
We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this hour. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ.
so good to us. Isn't he good? Isn't he wonderful this morning? I tell you, I always said it. I guess it sounds like maybe a little humor. I have to watch it because I got a little humor anyway. And I don't think the pulpit's a place for getting up and joking. But I always said I'd rather be here as the best jail in the county. I'd rather be here as the best hospital in the county. Amen. I'd rather be here this morning as anywhere.
Amen.
Man, here the Bible says in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Amen. We're just so thankful to be here. Just feel like come down and appreciate the invite, Brother Tony, and the confidence that you had to invite me to come down. And we just I told him I'm just an old country boy. Do I need to be talking in this, or do I need to?
Right. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, you're good. But I just love the Lord, and I'm just a simple old country boy and don't know anything to do but deliver my heart. And so whether it be simple, or most of the time it is, I'm just a simple guy. But if y'all want to, y'all can be seated and give them time to sit down. And while they're being seated, I ask Brother Tony if it'd be all right if the church down there where I go, Brother Matt Morris, I don't know how many of y'all know him. It's in Black Rock, Arkansas, and it's out in the country. And let me go ahead and say this before I get started here on too much into my sermon and stuff. I want to get this out of the way. If anybody wants to come, I can either send them a flyer, I can send it to Tim, and he can have all the information on it. There's contact numbers on it, but I'll just tell you that it's the 2023 Arkansas Tent Revival, hosted by Brother Matt Morris, and it's October 11th through the 15th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 6 p.m., and Sunday at 11 a.m., and they have food and everything after the services, so you ain't got to go a long ways and be scattered everywhere. But if anybody wants any information on that, I just thought I'd share that with you. I know people kind of like to go, but if you would, let's go ahead and let's read the scriptures. If you'd like to stand with me, and I'd hate to get you back up, but we'll go to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Corinthians 6, and we'll start at verse 7. It says, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of the righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. And if you would, turn over to Galatians, the 3rd chapter. We'll read the, go over to the 26th verse, and it says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Isn't that good?
Amen.
And you have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Now listen to this. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And if you would, go over to, right over to the 4th chapter, the next one, and let's go down and we'll read the 6th and 7th verse. And it says, and because ye are sons, God hath went forth with the Spirit of His Son. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Amen.
Let's bow our hearts. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you this morning. It's been said, but we do, Lord. I've often thought, Lord, everybody asks if you love God, but the Bible says that if you don't love your brother whom you've seen, how can you know God whom you have seen? And haven't seen, and Lord, today we love your children, and we feel just a welcome spirit here this morning. And God, I know your children fight battles. And Lord, if I could just come this morning and encourage one of them, maybe speak something to their heart that they know, nobody knows nothing about but you. God, I just pray that you'd help them. I pray this morning that the real preacher would show up, Lord. That, Lord, we might read a few scriptures. We might say a few things, and we could leave and say that was good. But, Lord, where you're at, Lord, where the presence of God is where we want to be. God, I pray that you'd anoint my lips, Lord, to speak something. I pray you'd anoint the ears and the hearts of the people this morning that they could hear from you. God, we'd be careful to give you the praise. Just pray you bless each one today, Lord, the sick and afflicted, and all the churches and all the ministers and your people. Maybe there's some that is backed in a corner this morning, don't know which way to turn, but Lord, I pray you'd help them, and we'd be careful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. You'd be seated if you'd like. Man, you forgive me. I've always told people that sometimes God squeezes my heart until the juice runs out my eyes, so you just, well, sometimes we'll cry a little bit, and you just overlook me, and ain't much for a country boy to be in a tie. I thought they quit public hangings years ago, you know, but they still in Arkansas anyway. I want to kind of lay a little bit of a foundation on kind of which way I'm headed, but I kind of like to title this "The Heir of All Things." Just a simple thought this morning, but yet it's needful. I believe as we, as the children of God, we fight battles, we fight sickness. Sometimes we don't know which way to turn. Amen. Sometimes with your children or whatever it might be, your wife, your husband, your family, whoever it is, we don't know which way to go. But as me and the brother was talking a few minutes ago, this world has went, Brother Brown said they would go teetotally, they'd go totally insane before. And brother, if it gets any worse, I don't know how it could. People don't know which way to go, which way to turn. And the only answer there is, they are scared to death of it, like the old mule that Brother Brown talked about that boogered at the core. That Jesus Christ is the answer to all today. And they don't want nothing to do with it. But I'm glad that you've come this morning. You're here this morning. You bypassed many places. You could be somewhere else. You could have went. They was up here playing football this morning. Some of these young kids might be, if they want to, if the parents love them, they might be playing football somewhere. But you chose this morning to come and sit in heavenly places this morning with us. Amen. I'm glad I chose up sides. They asked a man one time that he was totally deaf, and I don't think he could speak either, and asked him. They said, "How come you come to the house of the Lord?" They wrote, "Why do you come to church?" And he said, "I want to show the devil which side I'm on this morning." Right. Amen. I want Satan to know which side I'm on. Yeah. I may have a little trouble here and there, but I want to choose up sides this morning. God chose me, and I didn't have nothing to do with it, so I choose to serve him this morning. Amen. He called me to this thing. I'm an heir in Christ Jesus this morning. Man, I'm an heir to every promise that he's got. Amen. This morning you might be sitting here. I don't know. You may. I don't know anything about anything that goes on here, but you may have something that's bothered you for 20 years. And Satan's told you there's no hope for you, but I'm telling you there's hope in Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Because why? Because we're an heir to it. I mean, how many believes this morning? I'm going to set you up. How many believes this morning that you're a son or daughter of God?
Amen.
Well, don't a child always fall heir? You know, Satan always wants to come, and he wants to tell you, brother, you know what he'd like to do? He'd like to come to you this morning, and he'd like to say, you know what? Now, this brother here, that's a good brother, and he's an heir to all that. And the pastor's heir to it. And the preacher's heir to it. And this sister over here is heir to it. But if you hadn't made that mistake 20 years ago, he may not even be 20. I don't know how old he is. But you just see, I'm using an example. Because you made that mistake 10 years ago, I'm telling you, but don't James say that if there's any sick among you, call the elders of the church.
Right.
Pray over them. Anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise them up.
Right.
Amen. And it goes on to say that if they've committed any sins, it shall be forgiven.
Yeah, right.
You're an heir to it this morning. Don't let Satan buffalo you to think you're not an heir.
Right.
Man, because you are. I'm getting ahead of myself. But, you know, a child always falls heir to my daddy. He passed away, but I'm telling you, I fell heir to what he had. I'm telling you, he didn't have much, but whatever he had, he left. He wanted me to have. He told me one day, you know, he just had a few simple things. And he told me one day, he said, it touches my heart. He said, if anything happens to me today, I want you to have my tools. He's just no country boy like me. He liked to work on a few things. He had a few tools. You know, I go over and get them tools, and I think about him. I use them for stuff. And I think about my daddy. He didn't have much. But if an earthly father can give good gifts, how much more can our heavenly father give good gifts to them that are believing? Amen. You're an heir today in Christ Jesus. Man, because it's not because you deserved it. I'm going to get that out of your head right now while I'm preaching this. None of us deserve it. You may say, man, I didn't deserve it, and I'm going to agree with you. You didn't deserve it. Amen. But he done it anyway, Brother Tim. He done it because he wanted to. He called me, amen, to this great gospel, and he did it. And I never deserved a bit of it. And you know what? Since I've been serving God, there's been times I still didn't deserve it. Amen. But I'm still an heir today. Yeah. Amen. You whip one of your children, you might have to correct them a little bit, but it's still your child. Right. Amen. You don't just say, well, I tell you what, you're not my child no more because you messed up and you spilled the milk in the middle. I told you not to be touching that. Yeah, I'm going to just get rid of you. No, you don't do it. You correct them and go on.
That's right.
Amen. But you're still a child. Amen. You're still an heir. The Bible says we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus.
Right.
Amen. So I like to get all that out of the way that you're not worthy of it. Man, we're not worthy. We wasn't worthy. Wasn't worthy a bit of it. But he made us worthy.
That's right.
Man, he come in a body of flesh. He knows how to sympathize with you. He knows your ups and he knows your downs and he knows your little ins and your outs and he knows when you get beat down, you don't feel like you can go anymore. And sometimes, Brother Tony, he'll drop this little handful on purpose. Amen. And he just kind of lifts you up. He knows how to do it.
Sure.
He sat there. I think Brother Ben said he sat there and looked over Jerusalem and he had a headache. But Jesus Christ knew what it was like to have a headache.
Yeah, right.
He knew what it's like to be down. He knew what it's like to be out. Maybe you want to call the Monday blues. He knew what it was. Yeah. Amen. Because he became in flesh. But because of that, because of Jesus Christ in Abraham's seed, said there would be a seed as of one, Christ Jesus. And us being dead, it makes us heir of everything that he promised.
Amen.
Amen. All the authoritative word, everything that he promised is mine this morning.
Amen.
Man, if I'm not, but if I was the biggest drunk there was in Arkansas, guess what? When my daddy died, I'd still been an heir. He'd still left it to me.
Right.
Amen. You know why? Because I didn't deserve it, but I was still an heir because I was his son.
Right.
Man.
Right.
I want to get that. I don't want to mean just keep harping on that, but I want you to understand you're sons and daughters of God. And I know how Satan works. You know why I know he works? I'm human and he works on me the same way.
Amen.
Man, if you ain't careful, you'll start letting him get in there and start. I'll tell you what, I got one better than that. If you've got to quote anything to him, you quote the word to him.
Right.
Just tell him, say, Satan, I'm an heir and I'm tired of you. You get out of here. I'm not going to argue with you. If you want to argue, you go argue with God. It's his word and he promised it. You can argue with him about it. But I ain't even arguing with you. Man, you just go on and just be a humble Christian. And if you have a need from the Lord, you just walk in his love. You begin to square your shoulders back and say, I tell you what, I may not be much to the world.
Yep.
I may not even be much to the church.
Come on.
But this morning I'm there, brother.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Jesus Christ left me everything in the old.
Yes.
Amen. He made me a joy there with him.
Yep.
Amen. I have a right this morning to come to him and ask because he made it. I am not just an heir, but I have a right to it.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I feel like preaching a little bit, Brother Tony.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry. I apologize. This is a simple. But I'll tell you, it gets down to where we live at.
Sure.
Man, I thought, you know, years ago when I was down, you know, I told Brother Tony, I sometimes don't feel like much of a preacher. I told the brothers in the back, I see some of these men that can really preach. But I got to thinking, I told them down there here a while back, I said, you know, I said, I used to play a little bit of basketball in school. I said, we'd all get together and we'd have a big pep rally. And everybody would cheer Brother Tim, and everybody would get over there, and I mean, the place would be so loud, you couldn't hear. And you know, we still might lose the game that night.
Yeah.
After all that screaming and hollering, and my voice might be a little bit hoarse, and some others might be hoarse, and after all that screaming and hollering, we might lose the game. But I'm here to tell you today that you being an heir,
yes,
that I've already read the back of the book.
Right.
So maybe this morning, it sounds funny, but maybe I might just be a cheerleader this morning to leave just a few minutes here to let you know that you're an heir and you're an overcomer.
Amen.
You're an overcomer this morning, Sister Kevin. You've got a right to God's promises.
Yes.
Amen. And if I scream and leave here hoarse, or if I holler and leave here hoarse, I'm telling you that it's not in vain because you're a winner this morning.
Amen.
Man, there's no way to lose.
Right.
Amen. Satan wants you to think you're a loser. He wants to tell you, he wants to get you beat down. I tell you, brother was telling me the other day, and I tell you, it stirred me up. It made me so angry at the devil. He got to tell me about a situation where Satan had been talking to this certain person. I can't say too much about it, but he'd been talking to this certain person telling awful things. I'm telling you, he's a liar. Don't you listen to him this morning.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Don't you believe what he's got to say.
Yeah.
Man, I'm still in there. Amen. There's a woman one time. Slow down just a minute. Brother, I don't mean to hit that. There's a woman one time, they said, I heard this story, if I tell it right. She was over in Russia when it wasn't supposed to be having service. So they have to sneak in to have service somewhere in somebody's house. And boy, one night, she got her best clothes on, and she was walking down the street, and she was coming along. I'm one of them. Well, I'm one of them. All of a sudden, this big old soldier stepped out in front of her. He said, say, he said, where are you headed?
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I have a brother that died, and I'm going to the reading of the will. He said, okay. He said, you can go on. Now, about 2 hours later or so, here she come back by. Oh, man, she still had a spring in her step.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Same soldier saw her. Boy, he stepped up from her. He said, hey. He said, you go down there and read in the will? She said, oh, yeah. She'd been down there to church.
Right.
Oh, my. She raised her hands.
Yeah.
My, the preacher said something she wanted. You ain't going to scare me. If something said that you like, just holler out amen. You ain't going to scare me.
Amen. Come on.
If you want to say praise God real loud,
yeah,
say it. I tell you, let me get back to my story, but I hate to jump ahead of myself because I'm bad about jumping around sometimes, but you might just praise your way right out of the trouble that you're in.
Yes,
this
right.
Amen. Just because we're coming, and I went to church that way. Man, I tell you, I just barely made it through the week this morning. And I tell you, I just barely seemed like I made it to church, too. I just had to drag myself here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there, man, I tell you, you get to feel a little better, you know. And
yep.
Pretty soon, man, you just, oh, it's like it don't even matter no more.
Right.
Amen. So if you get a little freedom, man, you ain't going to scare me none. If you holler out a big praise the Lord. Anyway, she'd been down there to church. Nah, she had shouted a little bit. She got happy in the spirit for a time. She cried a little bit. Amen. Oh, she patted her hands a little bit when they were singing. Oh, don't it feel good? You know, Brother Tim, I never was really one to set to the side. That's Brother Tim. In basketball or whatever we was out playing, I never was much set to the side, was I? And you know, in church, I tell you what, you get down sometimes just a simple act of patting your hands and just, oh, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm one of them. Oh, in the presence, Lord. Oh, it just begins to come around, and I tell you, it begins to change the atmosphere.
That's right.
We need the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost this morning to come in and change our lives. And just, oh, it begins to just wipe out all the troubles. And she had done that. She had been to church, and oh, she went home, and she was so happy. That soldier stepped back out in front of her. He said, say. He said, how did you make out? She said, oh, I found out he left me everything.
Yeah.
Oh, amen. I found out this morning he left it all to me anyway.
Yes, amen.
Amen. They're fighting over it. Russia's fighting over it. They're going down attacking this country. They're all fighting over it. But don't you realize this morning,
yeah,
it may not worry about what Van Buren thinks of you.
Uh-huh.
But do you realize that you're heir to it all anyway?
Yeah.
It don't matter how much Russia gets here. It don't matter how much they attack another country. It don't matter how much takes over there. You're an heir this morning to
it.
Amen. You'll fall heir to it. Me and my brother was talking. I said something about the millennium. Oh, my, what a time it's going to be. Brother Brown said now there's people that believe pre-millennium and post-millennium and no millennium at all. But he said, I'm strictly a millennialist this morning. I tell you, I'm a millennialist today. There's going to be 1,000 years on this earth with Jesus Christ. And guess what? We're heirs to it.
Amen.
Amen. I got a right to it. You know where I was headed? I was as hellbound as I could be when Jesus Christ found me.
Yes.
But you think about it, if in the next 5 minutes, I don't mean to scowl and holler at you. Amen. I'm excited about what I believe, though.
Amen.
If I knew in the next 5 minutes I had to die and I had to go to hell, it'd be a scary thought. But you know what? I don't have to go. Jesus Christ went for me.
Right.
Amen. He took my reproach. He took my shame. He took it all upon himself.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm an heir to it. I got a right to some things. I'm going to name a few of them in a minute if I ever can sit and yank my shirt tail if I get too long. I usually don't preach a long time, but somebody throws something at me or something if I get too long. Amen. So this morning we're here for the reading of the will. Amen. And I'm here to tell you that you're heir to it all.
Yes,
man. What we need to do is sometimes we need to, you know, if I inherited a house, if you don't think I wouldn't do this, you try me. If I inherited a house from someone, man, whether I thought they had a lot of money or not, brother, as soon as I took it over, and I'd expect you to do the same thing. If something happened to me tomorrow and I left you my house, Brother Tim, I'd expect for you to come over and see what you inherited.
Sure.
I'd want you to, my, you might come in there and go, man, I'll tell you what, it don't look like much, but I want to see what I own anyway. I want to dig in this thing.
Yeah, that's right.
The reason why it pays. Read God's word and pray.
Yeah.
Let's find out what we own. I want to know what I own.
Yeah, man.
Man, I tell you what, it might be shameful. I'm pretty tall and I can see up on a lot of things. But, you know, if I had to and there was a ledge up there, Brother Tim might come out, feed that at me, and I left in my house, he might come out and he might say, well, man, there's up there on top of that safe or on top of that ledge, I can't see what's up there. Now, tell you what, let me drag this. I won't get this drug over. It might be a little bit taxing on you. Might be a little bit hard, a little bit of a trial to get it drug over. But I want to see what I own. I want to look. I want to see what's up on the shelf. I go through all the drawers, and I'm going to tell you something. After a man told me something, if you don't think I wouldn't do it, you wait and see. He said that a man left somebody everything, and they went in there, and the kids didn't know it, and he had a whole bunch of money in the cereal boxes. Well, they went out and threw all the cereal boxes out. But if you inherit something, you better look in the cereal boxes.
Right.
Amen. You might want to look over in Revelation. You might want to come over here. And you know what? I think today I'll go over in Kings. I want to dig around a little bit. I want to see what I inherited.
Yeah.
I want to know what God left me.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to know what I got.
Right.
Man, if a man will go in and look in cereal boxes, see if there's cash, surely this morning we could turn on a tape or something. But digging God's word, I want to know. I want to hear a little bit. I want to see what I'm heir to.
Yeah.
Man, I want to know. I'm glad he came and talked. I'm glad God sent him. I'm still glad God sent a prophet in this day.
Yeah.
Amen. To tell me what was coming. He went beyond the curtain of time and said it was a real place.
Yeah.
Amen. This morning, I tell you, I miss my parents. I lost my mom. I can't talk much about it. I lost my mom about 10 years ago. I lost my dad this January. And I miss them so bad I can't understand it sometimes. But you know what? Let me tell you something what I'm heir to. Look, can I tell you a couple of testimonies? I just want to tell you my heart today.
Amen.
I was working one night. I worked for the railroad. Sometimes we have to work at nights and long hours. And I got down to the place where we run the train to down in Memphis. And we got off the train. And all of a sudden, I thought about my mom. And I was always close to her, and I'd always call her. I was a mama's boy. I don't care to tell you, that's kind of a mama's boy. And I'd call her and ask her, Mom, I'm trying to cook something. What do I need to do? I got trying to do this, trying to do that. What do I need to do with this? Well, she is full of knowledge. And I got the, all of a sudden, this gloomy old spirit, I recognized it. It was more than just a little bit, I missed my mom. It was more of a gloomy, dark, just a spirit of oppression trying to start coming on me.
Yeah.
And I just whispered a prayer. And I was with the engineer, and we got in the van and was headed to the hotel. I was just so tired. Satan, you know, you got to watch it. When you get real tired like that, Satan loves to come to you, and he loves to pour it on you.
Yep.
Man. And I just whispered to the Lord, and I said, Lord, would you help me this morning? And that's about all I said. I just said, Lord, will you help me? Is there some way this morning you could give me something? I rode on over and I checked into the hotel. I went in there and back then I had a different phone that would take the little SIM card that had all the messages on it. And I was just wore out. I'd been up for hours and hours. And I scrolled down there and I just seen the message and I clicked on it. I didn't even see what it was. I laid it up on the side of the deal beside me in the little nightstand, and I laid down in the bed. Brother Bram started talking, and he said, you know, He said, I was speaking this morning on Mother's Day. On Mother's. And he started talking like that. And I'm telling you, it just, I couldn't believe it hardly. It was within an hour of when I prayed. And I hate to sound like I'm not an unbeliever, but I just couldn't hardly believe that God was speaking to me. And I'm going to tell you, brother, that oppression left and ain't never come back. This man started talking and he said, you know, he said, I don't like to think of my mother as she is today, getting older in old age and maybe sitting in a rocker or somewhere. He said, I want to think of my mother, what she's going to be in the resurrection on that day. Yeah. He said, raised up in her beauty. My, I tell you, that spirit of oppression left and ain't never been back. Oh, God's word today, if you'll let it, it'll speak to your heart.
Yeah.
If he has to send a dumb hillbilly all the way across Arkansas over here to say something to you that you know I don't know nothing about, I believe he can speak to you this morning.
Amen.
Man, would you forgive me just a minute? You forgive me. Man, I believe God's concerned with you today.
Amen.
Man, he's concerned with his children. Amen. I wasn't going to tell this, but I found this thing even in my notes, but I just kind of feel like telling them. I was talking a while ago about you have a right to praise and worship, to come in and worship the Lord and not let Satan beat you down to where you just don't feel like, you know, I'm just going to let the song leader do it all. I'll tell you what, Brother Tony, he's preaching, so I'll just let him. He's got enough for both of us. I'll let him get up there and do whatever he's got to do. But we got a right to worship. You know, I don't know how many of you know Brother Darrell Ward? I figure most of y'all knew him. He's been all over preaching. And Brother Darrell Ward was preaching down there a few years ago, and I've been having a problem with my knee, brother. And I don't know what happened to it. I didn't even hurt it really doing anything. I was just walking along. I guess I don't want to admit it, but I guess I may be getting old. But I was just walking along, and I was at work, and I went back. I was up on the locomotive. They got those little catwalks out there around there, and I went back to the second motor and third motor to check something out, and all of a sudden my knees started hurting. And I'm telling you, I could barely make it back to the first one. And I got up there and I told the conductor, I said, man, I'll tell you what, I said, my knees hurt so bad, I can't hardly walk. I said, I'm glad I don't have to do much walking tonight. And I kind of twisted it sideways, and when I did, it popped, and it quit hurting. It hurt real bad for a second, then it quit hurting, and I just had this dull pain, and when it would start to rain, I'd have a dull, it'd get worse. And I'll tell you, that rocked on for quite a while there. And I was praying for it, hands laid on. Now, it's rocked on, you know, several months or maybe even a year. And I was sitting in church one morning, and Brother Darrell was preaching. And he began to brag on the Lord.
Yep.
And I want you to know that there was something within me. When he started bragging, he said, I want you to know, he said, the Lord, he said, he is excellent. And when he did, I was so thrilled, I couldn't help it. I just hollered out and said, praise the Lord. He said, he's marvelous. And when he said marvelous, I couldn't hardly contain myself. I just hollered out. And I said, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the presence of the Lord swept through that place. I could feel it, Brother Tony. I could almost tell you, it felt like a wind almost come through there. I didn't realize it. It was a while. I was headed out of church and realized my knee that was hurting that morning. And did you know what? My knee has never hurt one day since. In fact, it felt like it did when I was young. I don't have any problem with that knee at all. All from just sitting there that morning, just praising us. Right. You might just praise your way right out of trouble.
Yes, sir, man.
Man, oh, don't let Satan hinder you down.
Yeah.
Brother Bram, I love it, man. I love it. You know, I got some country stuff I say, and there's a boy from over there. He was from out in Arizona, and he lives over there, and I was preaching the other day, and I said something about it didn't amount to a hill of beans. He got tickled. He came to me after service. He said, man, I tell you what. He said, what's a hill of beans? And I said, well, it's a country saying. I forgot you was from out there, you know. So we got a few country sayings that we say. But
yeah.
I tell you, I just know country water how else to be.
That's all right.
Amen. Man, so we're heirs. We might just praise your way right out of trouble.
Yes, right.
Man, we come to service. And, amen, we don't want to sit and just let someone else take care of it. Today we got rights. We got rights.
That's right.
You know, we got rights to joy. You say, Brother Dave, I tell you, I ain't been happy in so long. Well, you got a right this morning for
That's
joy.
Right.
Man, you got a right to have peace. The Bible did. He said, I'm a Prince of Peace. Well, we serve the Prince of Peace, and I believe we got a right to some peace this morning.
Amen.
Man, you got a right to love. Man, I got a right to love this morning. I don't have to have the old hateful where these people say I'm so tolerant, and then they turn around and because you disagree with what they think, they want to gnash on you almost with their teeth, as the Bible says. They hate you because you disagree with them because you're righteous. You believe in righteous things. But you know what? I got a right to love this morning.
Yes,
man. Amen. I got a right to love. I got a right to love them that don't even love me.
Right.
Man,
right.
God made a way. He gave me a spirit. He made me a way I could do it.
Yes, right.
Amen. Isn't it nice when you don't have that old bitter deal? You know, just because Sister so-and-so, Brother so-and-so may have said the wrong thing, you know, I still go home. And sometimes I'm human. Sometimes I can get my feelings hurt. But I went home and said, God, maybe they didn't mean to do that. I pray you did. We're all brothers in this thing. Amen.
Yeah.
So I got a right to it. I got a right to healing. God, didn't he take the stripes so I can be healed this morning? How many needs healing this morning?
Yeah.
Well, you got a right to it.
Yes,
amen. You got a right to step up and say, you know what, Satan, you give it back to me.
That's right.
Amen. I'm tired of what you're doing.
Yes.
Amen. I got a right to some healing.
Amen.
He even conquered death for me.
Yeah.
Amen. A believer don't even die. Amen. They just change dwelling places.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. They just slip off and just the instant they leave here, they're over there shaking hands with saints.
Amen.
Amen. I'm an heir to that.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't have to worry about it. You know, nobody wants to really die, but amen, I don't have to worry about it. Don't the Bible say that if we die, didn't Paul say that we have a body already waiting?
That's right.
One not made with hands?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, so what's it really matter anyway?
Right.
Man.
Yeah.
This morning, he conquered death. I got a right. Brother, patted me on the shoulder and said, brother, take your liberty. Amen. I love that word liberty. Whew.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I got liberty this morning too. I got some liberty. You know what? When the man said, take your liberty, I know what he's talking about.
Right.
Amen. When the Lord said, take your liberty, he didn't mean you just get out and just do any slop around. If I got up here and started saying something that wasn't right, something that this message didn't say, guess what? I wouldn't be in the real liberty that he told me to take. Amen. I believe when he told me to take liberty, he meant, I tell you what, when this word says it, you say it.
Right.
If it didn't say it, don't say it. Take your liberty. Do what you want.
Right.
I used to think, man, I tell you, if I go to church and take my liberty, I got a right to worship, and I do. And I thought, you know, if I go to somebody's house, I got a friend, I can go to his house, and if he has a Dr. Pepper in the fridge, I don't drink a lot of soda, but I can go over and get the Dr. Pepper out. I can take my liberty. I can kick back the chair. If I want to kick back, relax a little bit, and I might even lean my head back and take a little nap or something. Amen. I can kick my feet up on the footstool. I got liberty where he's at.
Yeah.
And where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty.
Yeah.
Amen. So I don't just come in just to take the liberty to worship and praise him. I can do that too. But I got some liberties I can take.
Right.
Amen. I got whatever I have need of, just reach down into the fountain of life this morning and receive it.
Yeah.
Man, I got liberty. Amen. This morning I got a right to some authority. Amen. I have confidence in that authority.
Yes.
And you know what? It's not because of anything I did or didn't do.
Right.
Amen. It don't matter. If you've done something wrong, just make it right.
Yeah.
Amen. Just simply go and make it right. He said he'd be faithful and just to forgive you. But the authority this morning I'm talking about is the authority of the church. Man, the Bible says that they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. You know, Roman talked about that little policeman and how he wasn't very big.
Yeah.
But he said, remember, if you got power, he said, I ain't got no power at all. This morning, I don't have no power. I can't come back. If you needed healing this morning, I could come back and heal you with just power. I don't have power, but I do have authority.
Yes,
sir. Amen. I can take the authority of that little policeman. He may not look like he can whip one of our children here. Hat may be sitting down, his ears sticking out, or his hat sitting down, glasses down. He may look like Barney Fife, as we'd say.
Yeah.
But it don't matter. He's got the authority.
Yes.
You know what he's got? You know what gives him that authority? He's got a badge. He's got a badge of believer.
Yes.
Amen. If Satan comes to you, you say, you know what? I got this badge this morning.
Uh-huh.
It's a badge of believer. It's the authority of God's word.
Come on.
It's the authority of the Holy Spirit this morning. You ain't got no right. You get your hands away from me. You get your grimy hands off me this morning. I'm telling you, I'm going to accept what God said. Brother Bram said, you don't have to nut down to the devil. That's what I was going to say a while ago. Brother Bram, he talked in words I can understand. He said, you don't have to nut down to the devil this morning. Don't duck down to me, cower down.
Yeah.
You come in the authority of God's word. If you need it, you come up here. And I believe these brothers believe the same thing.
Yes, right.
I'm preaching this because I believe they believe it.
Right.
The authority, they ain't got no power. Brother Tony ain't got no power. But you know what he's got? He's got the authority. The Brother Branham said, if you needed something, you go, your pastor and the elders lay hands on you, they shall recover. Whatever you have need of this morning, I believe that God will grant it.
Amen.
I have the authority this morning. I have a badge this morning. It's a badge of believer. Amen. You got to have the badge of believer.
Amen.
Man. But Satan recognizes it. He recognizes this morning that that's a badge. And then I tell you, he'll back up. You come to it with faith, believe in what God's saying. Live, die, sink, or swim. You know, sometimes we need to get so sick of something. I was preaching here a while back, and a boy, I didn't even know it, man. I couldn't even believe I said it. When I said it, I was like, why am I talking about this? I was preaching in a home church there, and a boy had been smoking, and I didn't know it. I felt bad, kind of, but I didn't feel bad. He came up, and he said, brother, he said, I knew you was going to say something about smoking. I knew it. And he was so excited to come up to me because he knew I didn't know it. Yeah. I said, man, brother, I didn't know it. He goes, I know you didn't know it. He said, that's what makes it good.
Yeah.
Hey, man, God knows all about you.
Sure.
Brother Branham just called people out and say, you were sitting on the side of your bed the other day and you had a strange feeling come over you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, God knows what kind of feeling that you got come over you.
Right.
That was more than a man standing there. That was Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And a prophet. Amen. With a Messiah sign
right.
To tell them what feeling they had come over them. God knows everything about you. He knows what you do.
That's right.
Private. He knows what you think. But I think sometimes we need to get so sick of what Satan is beating us down over.
Yes.
You got a right today. Let me tell you this. I don't know if anybody here's got this right. If you got a wayward son, a wayward daughter, wayward wife, a wayward husband, a wayward other, whatever you have, whatever family member you have, do you know this morning? I know you know it, but I'm here to stir your mind up this
yes.
morning by way of remembrance.
Yes.
You have a right this morning to claim it.
That's right.
Don't you back up for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Now you just claim it. Brother Tony, if someone says, hey, oh, I'm doing fine. I'm doing
yes.
great. I ain't about to back up 1 inch. God no. promised it to me. I claim it.
Yes,
and I'm waiting to see the fruits of it.
Right.
God's word will work every time.
Right.
Satan will make you think that his way is so beautiful. Oh, it worked. Oh, it's so great. And it looks so good. And I've thought about how that Satan works and how he uses different, I don't want to get off my thought, but he'll use different avenues that, oh, it's so exciting. And I tell you, and the world thinks that, oh, this is so exciting. And if I went out and done things I shouldn't do, how exciting it is. But it's death this morning.
Yeah.
God's way will never hardly seem like it's going to work. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
God, if you try to reason it in your mind, you're like, man, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
That'll never work. Don't worry about whether it's going to work or not. Has he ever promised anything that he couldn't keep? Can someone here point something out to me and say, God promised something over here and he couldn't keep it? He has never went back on a promise yet, and I don't think he's going to start this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. You claim it. You stand on it. I don't care if Satan starts trying to get you down. You ain't got nothing else you can do. Maybe just start humming that. Oh, this morning I tell you, I'm walking in Jesus. I'm walking in his love, and he loves me, and I love him. Did you know, Brother Branham said this comes to my mind, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. Did you know, Brother Branham even said, I was reading a quote here the other day, if Satan would come to you and say, well, you can't have that because I tell you that mistake you made, or you did this, or you did that, and because you've done that, that's why you're going through this sickness, that's why you're going through, I know how he is, boy, he loves to sit up there and talk to us. He loves to tell you, you know how I know when he's lying? When his mouth is moving.
That's right.
When he's talking to you, he's lying.
Amen.
Because do you know, Brother Branham said that I was reading the quote, it really stuck out to me. I thought, my, what a mighty God, what a merciful God that we serve. He said, even if you had done something wrong, that God had let a sickness come on you. He said, you just go to him and say, God, if I've done something wrong, this sickness come upon me, you forgive me.
Amen.
I love you, and you love me. And God's not running around with a big black whip.
No.
You know, in our minds, sometimes, if nobody here ever thinks this, then just say, well, I just blame it. That old country boy that come down here, I guess, he has a lot of battles. But you know, don't go around and just think that just because everything that God's running around with a big black whip, he's just going to punish you, everything. Just, oh, he's just mean. And I tell you what, he's a mighty God. He's merciful. But he wants some honest starts.
Yes, sir.
Oh, get somewhere. Oh, God, I tell you, I failed you today. But, Lord, if you help me, Lord, oh, just renew unto me the joy of my salvation. Help me this morning. Help me, oh, God. And he, cry out to him. He loves to hear you ask and believe.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you have need of this morning, I just can't help but to believe that God's able to meet your need right now. Oh, if you just begin to thank on the good things of God, I tell you what, that old preacher, he's spitting and sputtering and he slobbering around. And I tell you, it don't seem like much, but I tell you, this word is something. And I'm here to present Jesus Christ, and he is something to you this morning.
Amen.
Just begin to think of him and not worry about me.
Amen.
Don't worry about the person beside you, but oh, praise be to God. Amen. This morning. I believe this morning will be my last morning of sickness. I believe this morning can be my last morning of trials I've been going through.
Amen.
I tell you, I don't know if I you got two nickels to rub together this morning, but Jesus Christ owns it all anyway.
That's right.
Amen. I can't even get to all my message. I don't even know what time it is. Is that right? 11:45?
Yeah, you have
plenty of time. It's pretty good. Okay. Boy, I tell you, time gets away. Amen. I wanted to present this to you because this always encourages me.
Yeah.
I got to reading about Abraham. Man, you can't hardly preach on being an heir and the father of, he's the father of faith and just everything. Just you can't hardly say too much about it without talking about Abraham.
Right.
And I began to read where Abraham one time, and I know you probably all know the story, but this is kind of where I got this thought and what really inspired me is, when God came to Abraham, he told him, he said, Abraham, he said, I want you to look to the north, and I want you to look to the south, and I want you to look to the east, and I want you to look to the west, and I give it all to you. You're heir to all of it. Man, you own it all. Well, I believe that if you'd have seen Abraham, number one, that you'd have never believed that he was heir to all that. Brother Bam said, I don't want this to sound disrespectful, but I believe Brother Bram even talked about it. He just little old bony arms and maybe a beard and bald headed. Boy, he didn't look like much to the world.
Uh-huh.
But he was heir to it all.
Yeah.
Man, I may not look like much to the world.
Right.
I may seem like I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of them seem like they're crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm heir to it all.
Yes,
because remember, if you're a child, if you're in Christ, we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
Amen, according to the promise. So keep that in mind when I talk about Abraham. So he went out and told him, he said, you look it all over. It's all yours. Well, Abraham was living out there. And boy, it didn't seem like he was heir to it all. Bunch of old bony cattle and didn't have enough water, didn't have enough grass. Just like sometimes the trials that we go through. Boy, it don't seem like you're much of an heir. But one day, Lot was living down in Sodom. There were some kings come through the land. And they took Sodom, killed the king, I believe, took a bunch of slaves. Lot was one of them, his family, his wife, his kids, his children. I tell you, people don't realize that sin takes you way further than you ever want to go.
Yes, sir.
Man, Brother Tony, he'd have been Lot knew it too. He'd have been a slave the rest of his days.
Yeah, right.
Going down, it didn't seem like there was no hope for him. But all Abraham heard about it. Just like Christ knew that we had lost everything. Type of Christ and how that he come down and oh, he won it all back for us. He's our champion this morning.
Amen.
Amen. He come from the portals of glory and he won it back for me. Man, all that we had lost, all Adam had lost.
Right.
Amen. So Abraham, he heard about Lot being taken.
Uh-huh.
And I believe something began to well up in him. And I believe it was the Spirit of Christ began to well up in him. That was Christ in Abraham. He thought, my fallen brother's down there.
Yeah.
You know, can I say this? And I don't mean to point out time, and I'm going to quit doing it. I'm just going to preach. But if I take too much time, somebody, Tim, get up here and yank my shirt tail. But, you know, Abraham, when he went down to get Lot, Lot had really messed up. He took the wrong road.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. It seems like, and I'm not talking about everybody, and nobody here may do it. This may not be for anybody here. Somebody may stream this. But what happened when someone makes a mistake or someone gets down, it seems like we bury the survivors. You know, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I'm not talking about somebody trying to get away with something. I'm talking about a real, true person, a person of God that is going along in life and they make a mistake. And because it was the Christ that was in Abraham made him go after his fallen brother.
That's right.
Amen. If I see my brother make a mistake, the Bible says restore one with spirit of meekness, lest
right.
I be tempted.
Right.
Amen. I don't know. That's just for you there. I just threw that in with a... But... So Abraham went down and all he had was just a bunch of servants. And I heard Brother Brown say one time real early in the ministry that he probably just had a few, but in another place later, he said, I believe that he had maybe a little over 300, which is still not very many. All they was they certainly wasn't warriors. They was men, they was farmers, sheep herders, watched the camels, whatever they done, they all just was servants. But you know what? That didn't stop Abraham. He knew that God had promised. I don't believe Brother Tony for one minute that he knew how he was going to do it. How are you going to get well? I don't know how I'm going to get well. I just know that God promised it. How are you going to take Lot back? I don't know how I'm going to do it. I just know that God told me to look everywhere and that I own it and it's my property and I'm going to go down and take it.
Amen.
Now these men that he was going up against, I mean this wasn't a little old group of sissies, as we call it. Man, these was men. These was warriors. They'd been going through and destroying cities. But Abraham, what would you do this morning if I said, well, I'll tell you what, some country down here took my nephew and I'm going to grab Tim and I'm going to grab some of my family and we're going to go down and take him back. He'd be like, oh, brother, you better think about that thing. Oh, man, I mean, that's warriors down there. They got an army down there. Uh-huh. Abraham did not let that stop him.
No, sir.
Amen. Though it looked at the impossibility of it, it didn't stop him. He just knew that he was an heir, and if that God had promised it, that he was able to go take him back.
That's right.
So he armed himself. If you don't care, I kind of like giving the 2023 version. Brother Ramsey said maybe just a bunch of old rusty knives laying around somewhere. Maybe he had to go dig it out of his tent somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to give you the 2023 version. Abraham over there looking for his rusty knife. Oh, man, I don't know where I put the Sarah. I can't find nothing in this tent. I tell you, things is put away. I don't know why you put things away. I can't find them. But you know what? He dug that old rusty knife out.
Yes, sir.
Put it on his side. Boy, I bet he looked like a sight, didn't he? Man, I bet somebody talked to him. Where are you going, Abraham? Oh, my nephew got taken down here. You know them people that's going through and taking all this land? I'm going to go down there and take him back.
Yeah.
I bet people, boy, that old man's kind of feisty. Who do you got with you? I got my servants here. Boy, I bet they look like quite a bunch going down there. I bet we look like quite a bunch, brother, don't we, the people?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, that bunch is crazy. If someone said they believe and they follow me and they do this, they do that, you know. But we may seem crazy, but
yes.
You know what? If I'm crazy, just leave me alone because I'm sure happy in the Lord.
Amen.
Man, so Abraham, and what I want you to see is the impossibility of what Abraham done. Man, I can't even imagine what it would have took to go down there and to go up against an army like that.
Yeah.
Amen. Abraham could have stood up there and said, well, I tell you what, Lot knew better to be down there. I tell you, I'm going to stay up here with my Ford no more. I'm not going to do it. But he went because he's heir to it, just like we can go after our family. Amen. So he went down and he slew these kings, took this old rusty knife. Now, I bet he didn't know much even about how to wield it around. All he knew is that God was with him.
Yeah.
I tell you, if I got the sword of the Spirit, sometimes I may not know how to wield it around good, Brother Tony. But if he's behind me, you know what? Or in front of me, he's leading the way. He better be leading. Yeah. If Jesus Christ is there, if the Spirit of the Lord goes before me, I'm bold in.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not bold in myself, but I'll tell you, with him I am.
Yes,
man, because he promised it. Amen. There's times that I don't know which way to turn in. There's things that seem impossible. Several years ago, I had trouble with my eye. I had a detached retina. And I'll be honest with you. I hate to admit this in public, but I want you to see that a man that's 6'4", 6'5", 240 pounds can still come susceptible to what Satan's trying to do. And I went, and I was having problems, and I almost wanted to sit down and cry when he told me that. I never dreaded anything so bad in my life. When that doctor down there in Little Rock told me, he said, he always called me sir. He told me one day, he said, I like visiting with you. While I'm going there, I was positive. Mm-hmm. Man, I never went in there, you know, with my head all down. But when he told me, initially told me, I dreaded it so bad. My dad was with me. We got started home. I began to cry out to the Lord. And that changed things when the presence of the Lord came around. But I still dreaded it. I dreaded it so bad, I just could just sit down and cry almost. But it seemed impossible. And all of a sudden, I go down there, and the doctor said, "We're going to put this gas bubble in your eye, and you'll have to lay on your right side a week." And he told me, he said, if you want this to work, you better do it. Well, Brother Graham said to go to the doctor. If he was good enough to put that thing back, then he's good enough to tell me what to do. So I went home, and man, those days, Brother Tony, I had to pray, "God help me, I don't think I'll make it to another day. I've laid on my right side until the side of my head is hurting." But to this day, they still have to testify. That glass right there does not even have any correction. It's just a clear glass in my right eye. I can read that clock back there. I think, you know why? Because Jesus Christ is still real.
Amen.
Man, I thank Him for what He did. I like to testify about it.
Yeah.
Amen. I like to tell people. The nurse down there a while back when I went for a checkup, she said, "Well, I tell you what." She said, "You read the either 2015 or 2020 line with no correction." She said, "Boy, you're lucky." And I said, "Hold up just a second. I'm not lucky."
Right.
I said, "I'm blessed."
Amen.
I said, "I want you to know that Jesus Christ is why I have the vision I have today." And she said, "Well, I'm going to tell you something. It don't all turn out like that."
Yeah.
And I've talked to people that did. Jesus Christ is still real.
Yes.
I love to testify about Him.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So Abraham, he took this old rusty knife. And like I said, he went down and he took Lot back. Man, it seemed impossible. What about Shamgar?
Yeah.
Man, Shamgar, he got tired.
Yes, sir.
He got, you know, that's what I told that boy too about the cigarettes. I said, you know, you need to get to the place to where, I said, if we went outside today and somebody reached back and slapped your wife, I said, if I slapped your wife, I said, I don't mean that disrespectful, but you wouldn't know if you want me or not, but you'd sure try it. You'd say, "Look here, buddy, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to do that. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up." Why would we do that in the natural and not do that in the spiritual when we know Jesus Christ? I said, "You got to get so tired of that thing." I said, "When Satan starts pushing, you got to get tired. You got to push back a little bit."
Right.
Amen. You can't just cower down somewhere in the corner. Push back a little bit.
That's right.
Say, "How do I push back, Brother Dave?" Maybe you might not have nothing but just a scripture that says, you know what? By His stripes I'm healed.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You start testifying that. Yes. Don't ever let a negative word come out of your mouth.
No, sir.
Amen. If Satan puts it up here and tries to tell you thought, you say, "You get away from me. By His stripes I'm healed."
Yeah.
Man, whatever you have need of, you start confessing it. You confess it over and over. If you don't even think you really believe it, like, you know what? I can't already say it because I don't know if I truly, it's hard for me to imagine God doing it, but by His stripes I'm healed.
Yeah.
Boy, it'll get easier. You
yes,
keep
sir.
Saying it. You keep saying it till you do believe it.
That's right.
You don't believe it right now, you keep saying it till you do believe it.
That's right.
Man, main thing is confess. Someone sees you out on the street, "How you doing?" "Oh, I tell you, I've had my day of luck. I just Satan has been beating me up." Uh-huh. No. Somebody sees you out on the street and say, "How you doing?" "You know what, brother? I tell you what, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm great today." That nurse, the doctor I had up there that was doing a checkup, just my regular eye doctor, she came in one day. I had been going, Brother Tony, I'm telling you, it seemed like I had been going through hell on earth almost. I hope that don't sound bad, but everywhere I turned, it was just terrible. It just seemed like all hell was raging against me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there and I sat down in that chair. You never know what a positive testimony is going to do to somebody. I went and sat down in that chair and I sat there and all of a sudden the door opened up. She kept walking in. She patted me on the shoulder. She walked by and she said, "Boy, David," she said, "you're not having a good day, are you?" And she sat down at her computer. I sat there for a minute. I don't always say something, but I felt like saying something. I said, "You know what?" I said, "I don't know about that." I said, "Any day with Jesus Christ is a good day."
Sure.
Man, she stopped. I didn't know what she was going to say. I didn't know if she was going to throw something at me. She had such a depleted look on her face. And she sat there and looked at me a minute. And she went, "You know what?" She said, "I needed to hear that today."
Uh-huh.
Amen. You never know when you're going to present Christ and where it's at. This is a lost and dying world. And I pray that God help me. I have failures. But I pray that God help me to present Christ to people.
Yes.
Amen.
Man. He's so good. But Shamgar got tired of the enemy robbing him. And one day, he got so sick of it, he couldn't take it no more. He thought, you know what? He got to looking over and he got to looking. wife, and my old dress was bad shape, and his children was skinny, and they didn't have shoes on their feet, maybe, and man, they just couldn't make it through another winter. And those Philistines had come down there just about like the devil wants to do. Just by the time you get something going good, he wants to come try to spoil it. Mm-hmm. Man, he'd come down there and steal all his crops. Well, I'll tell you what, that year become different. Something began to turn in his heart, Tim. Mm-hmm. Something began to churn up. Man, I like it when I was talking the other day about the spark in the car. Hey, man, if that spark ain't there, man, that old car ain't going to run. I like a little spark to start welling up inside of me. Brother Ben said, when a healing takes place, he said, something happens.
Yeah, right.
Something takes place.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The presence of the Lord, a love comes around. Yeah. Something happens.
Sure.
Man, Shamgar looked over. He got so sick of it. I don't know, maybe he didn't, but I just like to think that in his mind, Brother Tony, he thought, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of this. I can't hardly stand it. I've had it up to here with this bunch. I don't care what kind of armor they're wearing. I don't care what kind of devil's coming against me. I'm sick of what he's doing.
Yeah.
He grabbed that ox tail, had a stick on it with a brass nail on the end of it. It didn't seem like very much, but you know what he had? He had more than ox tail.
Yes,
he began to think, he said, I'm circumcised, just like you can say. I've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost today, that badge of believer.
Yes, man.
He began to well up, and he said, you know what? I'm sick of them coming in here. He grabbed that ox goat and jumped out of the window and beat 600 Philistines down.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, I tell you what, I like somebody with a little spunk.
Yeah.
Amen. I like something got some spunk to it.
Right.
Amen. Even if a man might be a little wrong sometime, and I'm saying honestly wrong, he might be a little wrong. I like a man that's got some spunk to him.
Yeah.
I don't like a man that'll cower down. Even if he disagrees with me, I like a man that's doing it right, but I like a man that's got some spunk about him.
Yes.
Amen. I believe God likes a man with spunk about him.
Yeah.
Brother Man called a man out in the prayer line one time, and he said, brother, if I was you, he said, I'd get out of that old stoop I was in, and he said, I'd raise up and I'd accept my healing. Amen. Sometimes we just got to get out of the old stoop that we're in.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not wrong to get in a stoop. It's wrong to stay in a stoop.
Right.
Amen. We shouldn't let ourselves get down, but we're human. God knew that we was human.
Yeah. Right.
Man, he knew the trials we'd go through. Amen. So Shamgar beat him. And I want to read this. I was going to read it at first, but I love this. The definition of an heir is a person who inherits or has a right to inheritance in the property of another following the latter's death. That's just about fits us perfect, don't it? Amen. When Christ died, boy, I'll tell you, even like I said, even that stinger of death, death don't even bother a believer no more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. They're in the presence of God. I'll wind down, but I got to tell you a little story that I think is so good, that fits so good with her, that comes to me. That one time, there was a man, he was a beggar, and he had went to Alexander the Great, and he had told him, he said, you know what? He said, I'm just a beggar, sir. He said, I don't have nothing. And he said, I have a daughter and I have a son. And he said, I have no dowry for my daughter where she can get married. And he said, I want the best for my daughter. And he said, and my son has no education. And he's never going to be anything. And he said, I'd like for you to give him an education. And he said, and I'm an old man. And he said, I have no land. He said, I have no place to go. And he said, would you give me a little piece of land and a house where I have a place to retire, where I can live my days out? And Alexander the Great said, yes, sir. He said, I'll grant you every request that you ask. And there was a man standing there, and it confused him. And he said, why in the world would you give that old beggar all of that? And Alexander said, I'm a great man. And he said, I can give great gifts. And he said, I'm tired of people nickel and diming me. Finally found someone, he said, that treated me like a king, where I could give a king's gift. Amen. This morning, I don't want to be guilty. I'm nickeling and diming the Lord. He's not an heir, boy. But I'm going to tell you, has he not got all the riches in heaven?
Amen.
Don't just nickel and dime him, but let him give you a king's gift this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. And it seems strange to that guy. But he finally found somebody that treated him like a king. He owns it all. There was a man one time that was having great problems, and I think he was having some financial problems, and he just couldn't seem to make ends meet. A brother was telling me this testimony one time. It's been years ago, and he said, I hate to sound bad, but he said, I had the money to help the man, but I didn't really feel led to do it. He said, I almost felt like that the man was going through a trial for a reason. And he said, so I just kind of held my peace because the Lord kind of checked me on it. And he said, he was talking to his wife one night. And of course, his wife was down, and money problems is horrible sometimes with people because it just seems like you rake and scrape here and then car tears up. And he said, he made a statement to his wife, and he said, you know, he said, the Bible says that my father owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. He said, maybe we just need the Lord to go sell some of his cattle where I have the money to pay this bill that I need to pay. I think it was an hour or two later, maybe in the same night, but an hour or two later, I believe, he said, there's a knock at the door. He went to the door, and a man was standing there, and he said, you know what? He said, I had some extra cattle. He said, I went and sold them, and he said, I felt led to come down and give you the money. Amen. It seems like that there's no way out.
Yeah.
God just laid it on a man's heart to take a few cattle down and sell them.
Right.
Amen. I remember years ago, I've been long enough. Can I tell you one more testimony, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember years ago, I was sitting in church one morning, and I was praying. I don't tell this to make myself look good, but I want you to know that how much that God hears your prayer.
Yeah.
I was sitting in church one morning, and I've never been a man. Maybe I'm just the Lord's give me. Sometimes I get a little extra, brother. Maybe I need to stay once in a while, you know. But I've never been a man of great wealth, but. I sat in church one morning. I didn't have much money in my pocket that morning. And the Lord has blessed me, given me a good job. But then I was sitting there and I just had a few dollars in my pocket. And I was praying. And I said, Lord, I was praying silently. I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. And I said, you've given me things that I didn't really even deserve. And there's been little things that along the way that I prayed for. And it just worked out. And you just give it to me. Different things, and I said, I appreciate you saved me, but I just appreciate some of the little things that you've done in my life, and you've been so good to me that this morning, I'm not asking you for anything, but I said, if there's something that I can do for you this morning, I'd do it. I said, I don't have much money, but if it was money or whatever it was, Lord, I said, I'd do it. And man, it wasn't an audible voice, but it might as well have been. There was a person sitting up, and I mean, it was just as plain revealed to me, you take so much money and give it to them after church. Almost so much that I almost said it out loud. I almost said, okay, Lord. I don't know if I did or not. I don't think I did. Somebody thought I was crazy sitting in church. Okay, Lord. After church, I walked up. I shook their hand. I left the money in their hand, and I walked off, and they was hollering, hey, brother, brother. And I said, God bless you, and I just walked off. Well, that night, I saw them, and they said, I really appreciate that money you give me. And I said, well, I said, don't thank me. I said, thank the Lord, because I really believe the Lord laid it on my heart to do it. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, that's what I wanted to tell you. Now, they didn't know what I prayed, but God was there.
Yeah.
They said, I was praying this morning in church, and I owed some tithes, and I got laid off the job, and I didn't have enough money to pay my tithes. And then still have money for gas and groceries. And so they said, I wrestled it around a little bit, my mind. And finally I said, Lord, you told me to pay my tithes, and your word said to do it, so I'm going to do it. No matter what the consequences, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to trust you. And they said, I like to pass out when you walked up after church and handed them exactly what I needed for gas and groceries. And man, I'm telling you, if God has to use a dumb country boy, he knows your thoughts. He knows your thoughts right now where you're sitting.
Yes,
he knows. He knows everything. Like I said, I know I've repeated. I don't mean to repeat myself. I know this is simple. You forgive me for such a simple and starting to get. I'm going to close. It's starting to get long now, but this simple sermon that I preached this morning, you forgive me for the simplicity. But is true.
Yes,
and I just want to come this morning and encourage you, because I know we go through battles. And if you've got something this morning, if you'd stand with me, if you've got something on your heart and you really believe that God hears and answers prayer, maybe it seems like it's rocked on, maybe it's bothered you for years, but this morning, if you're tired of it, just lay it on Him. He knows exactly what you have need of. If you have a need on your heart, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to turn to service. Her head bowed. I'll give you just a minute to. He knows about you. He cares about you. I feel His presence here this morning. I believe He's here. Man, I'm not trying to pump you up. I'm not trying to work you up. I believe this morning that the God that I serve is a God that hears and answers prayer.
Yes.
I've seen Him do it. I've seen Him answer when it didn't seem like there was a way to answer. Let's just bow our hearts and we'll pray. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You this morning for Your mercy and grace to us. God, I thank You that You picked us up out of the world. You clothed us in a right mind. And today we can come and we can worship You in spirit and in truth. And these few chopped up words that I used, and it's such a great word, but I'm not saying that, but Lord, it seems like I have a poor way sometimes of expressing it. But God, I believe this morning that You said Your word would return void. And God, You see what's on the hearts of the people. Lord, even if they didn't raise their hand, maybe this morning they just thought, you know what, I don't know if I can raise my hand or not. It just seems hopeless. I pray that God, that something would begin to well up in them. Lord, that they would know today that You conquered it for them. God, that's the problem. We want to fight. We want to pull. We want to push. We want to, oh, if I can or oh, if I can't, and it's not even up to us. If we could just learn this today to let go and let God. Hey, you can take us to Your healing, the healing or anything that we have need of. And I pray this today, Lord, that You look beyond our faults and failures and see our needs, and You see the needs of the people, the ones that raised their hands. I know that You knew it before they ever got here this day, that You knew what was on their heart and You knew they'd raise their hand, God. I pray that You just come and do the work. Lord, though it don't seem like it might not, Your word is true and it'll work every time. Brother Branham said, faith calls God on the scene every time. He said, not 99 times out of 100, but 100. God, again, I thank You today. We'd be careful to give You the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. Amen. Whoever would want to take the service would come, and the music players or however y'all do it, y'all. I appreciate you sitting and listening so intently, and I apologize. I hope I didn't go too long. To keep apologizing for it, but hopefully it was a blessing to you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Everybody can say amen to what you heard this morning.
Amen.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I was starting thinking about today, or the day that was coming. And while I was pondering on that, a little experience I had several years ago that most of you probably have heard of, but I really felt like the Lord wanted me to share it with you again this morning. You know, we are heirs.
Amen.
And because He paid the price and because He did the things that He did, it belongs to us. And I've said before, you know, we have rights and we have privileges, right? And it is a privilege, but it is our right because He paid for it.
Amen.
You know, and so several years ago, I was going to be ministering there in Kyoto. And, you know, forgive me if you, well, I've heard this before, Brother Tony, but. So we were having something going on the night before, and the pastor there at the church didn't want me and my wife and all to have to drive all the way back home, so he went and got us a room in Stigler. And it was that place on the left just as you start in the Stigler. And so he went and paid for a room for us, like on Friday evening, paid cash for it, had it reserved for us. And o'clock when my wife and I and the kids got over there to get our room. And we walked in there and said, yeah, we got this room for us. And the guy behind the counter said, well, we gave your room to somebody else. And there was some kind of shindig going on. And there wasn't rooms any available anywhere. And said, we've given your room to somebody else. And I said, well, it was paid for, you know. And so the man and woman that they gave my room to were newlyweds. They just got married that night. And that was, he gave them my room. So the guy behind the counter, he calls the manager, who's not at work, but she just lives close by. And so she comes in there and she looks at the computer screen and she starts getting on to this guy. She said, you shouldn't have done that. He said, well, he didn't show up. By the time he was supposed to show up, she said, it doesn't matter. This room was paid for in advance. And even if he didn't show up by 7 o'clock in the evening or whatever, it still was paid for him. And that you should have not have given that room to somebody else. And so, you know, she was the person in charge. And she picked up that phone and she called up to that room. And I told him, I said, look, we can just drive back home. It's don't. And she says, no. That room belongs to you. It was paid for in cash in advance. And this man comes in there and gets it later. And because it was paid for in advance, made him a squatter.
Yeah.
And she got on the phone and she called that man and his new wife and said to them, we apologize, we've made a mistake, but you must leave that room. Well, he argued with them. And she said it several times. She said, you don't understand. She said, this man will have that room tonight.
That's right.
Because it was paid for in advance. And so I want to encourage you this morning, right along with what he said. Because the Lord Jesus Christ paid that price in advance for you.
Praise the Lord.
No squatters can come and take what God has given to you. Amen. And so, if you have something that you would like for the brothers to pray for you, I'm sure Brother David, Brother Daniel, then think about that. Come up here and we'll pray for you. But think about that. It was paid for in advance and it belongs to you.
Yes,
and if you were thirsty, and I want it to be this simple. If you were thirsty, and I set a glass of water up here for you, and you would get out of your seat and you'd walk up here with determination and you'd take that glass of water and you'd walk back and you'd say, I've got what I came for.
Amen. That's
good. And the word says, let the elders come pray for you.
Yes, sir.
So if you have something you have need of, you come up. You come up and you grab that and you turn around and you walk away with it.
Amen.
Just like the example I gave you, because the price has been paid.
Amen.
And so I want to encourage you right now, if you have a need in your body or something that you'd like for the brothers to pray for, come up with the same clear mind based upon the word of God. You know what Shamgar did? I believe Shamgar said, you know what? God gave us this land. God gave us this, and I'm not letting this devil come in here and take what God has paid a price for. Amen? You got to push back. I told you. Some of you have told the story several times. And when I was in high school, this guy just, for years, he just kept, man, just everywhere I went, he was calling me these names and just wouldn't stop. And it was embarrassing me. And it was, you know, and one day, and he was a bully. And one day, he was started in on me and just hit me the, you know, whatever way. And I just turned to him and I said something. And what I said, shouldn't have said, but I did. It was just because of you know, reactions. And it just got all over him. And he jumps up out of his seat and he starts coming around. And this guy's a star football player. And I'm nothing. You know? But he comes at me and I'm thinking, well, this is it. I'm fixing, everybody's gonna see me get mopped the floor. But when he came at me, I pushed him, and he might as well have been hit by a freight train. I mean, he flew, and I mean from here to Sister Mary across the room, and piled up in the corner like a... And I thought to myself, what happened? You know, and I thought, well, he was going to get up and come back at me, and no, he didn't.
No.
He went out of class, and I kind of hung around like he's waiting for me outside, you know. And when I walked outside, he wasn't nowhere to be found. And you know what? He never said another word to me. Sometimes you just got to push back. Right? Be like Shamgar. Push back. And so I wouldn't invite anyone who wants prayer for their bodies or anything like that. Just come right on up. Brother David, Brother Daniel, we'd be happy to pray for you. Amen. Just worship for the reality. brother to come back.
Amen.
Amen. So I really enjoyed that. I enjoy sincerity.
Yes.
And there ain't nothing wrong with being country. not a thing wrong with that.
That's good, brother.
Amen. So we really enjoyed that. Just pray that God would just restore to our brother just 100-fold.
Yes.
When we came out this morning and give him a safe travels back this afternoon. We hope he can stay in fellowship for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Amen. Let's
sing.
Some
food around. Is there any food made here?
Yeah, there's food. Homemade food. Room for a treat. Why don't you turn around and shake somebody's hand and just tell them we're rising up.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Rising up.